One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Opa! Welcome everybody to Stavi's World. 904-884, you got the thing blocked, Elvis. Is it 904-800, Stav? I forget every time.
That's it.
You can't have the restore pages Chrome didn't shut down correctly. You're blocking the number, man. You've sabotaged us from the beginning. Should I know the number of the show I've been doing for 2 years?
You only four of the numbers every episode.
And four of the numbers are my name, and the other three of the other ones are 800, and I only really need to know three, and I knew two of the three. Should I know that? Is this not your fault? Are you getting competent at your job, and now my incompetencies are starting to glaringly show? No, it is your fault. Those were rhetorical questions that everyone filled in with no at home.
No, he sucks. Get the fucking restore pages off
the
there.
Chrome button that we can't even see. You should start an episode complaining about something we have no idea about. That's not even that important, honestly, in any grand scheme of things.
Die, Albanian slave.
Die, Albanian serf. No,
is anybody
no.
calling off of you saying the phone number too?
They
probably read it, I bet. Nobody's remembering.
I literally just started doing it and it felt kind of good to do.
It's good. It's
it feels
good.
Like almost like a real show when you do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun that you get callers. I mean,
it is
it's a
cool.
good time.
We've been doing live ones and those are really fun, but that's not what this show is. this show is voicemails. Keep bringing them in. And we got our buddy Tom Takar on the couch.
Hey.
Buddy, thanks for coming, dude.
Dude, thanks for having me, man. I'm glad we finally worked it
I
out,
know.
Man. Every fucking time I've tried to do this, you've been like, I'm going to Greece for 6 months. I'm going to go eat my fucking own asshole in Greece.
Yeah, yeah. That was one time I was there for 12 days. And you're in LA now. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Not my fault.
That's not your fault.
Not my fault, dude. You absconded to sunny Los Angeles.
I fucked up, dude.
You did, bro.
LA sucks.
You could have been on this. You could have been on this podcast three times by now.
That would have changed my life,
that
dude.
Changed everything, dude.
I wouldn't be in the fucking gutter right
you
now,
should,
dude.
You shouldn't have followed the love of your life to Los Angeles. Were you gonna?
I could have been on stop three times. That's what I yell in my darkest moments to her. You realize I could have been on Stavi's World three fucking times. I probably could have done B and Ian with Jordan two, three times by now.
And most of them maybe wouldn't have been the Patreon. They would have put me at least two times on the free one
I'd
by now.
I'd definitely be on the main feed once a year if I was.
You fucking slut! You ruined my life!
My YouTube special would have 75,000 views by now.
We'd be rolling in over $400 of AdSense money. God damn it! My life is a prison. You go walk outside. It's 74 degrees. You have a yard. She's
hell.
Like, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry. She's calming you down, driving you in your new car that she paid for.
I guess I'll go golf all day. Fucking hate my life.
Yeah, dude. So anytime you want to change what you're doing and come over here,
hey,
maybe
man,
get four rooms. Roommates and then move into Bushwick as a 36-year-old divorced
man. I could have been on Tommy Pope's podcast again.
Yeah, we got our boy Tom Zakhar, man, a favorite. Truly, and you know, that's not empty. Hey. You really would have been on at least three times if you lived here, man, and that's high praise.
It's breaking my heart, dude. I'm imagining those three appearances, dude.
That would have been a good Kush Brothers.
Oh, you'd definitely be a Kush Brother, man. We'd get you high.
God damn it, dude.
That's all right, man. Just trying to, you know, Tom, very funny, a favorite of ours, and we finally got Tommy on.
Glad to be here, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This is great. What a spot. Astoria, I'm sweating my whole dick off.
I know,
off.
I know. Great, we barely, that's the only problem with this studio is that we have one big-ass air conditioner at the complete other end of the apartment, and it gets hot as shit, and it's like nighttime.
I
kind of
like
even.
It. I miss that, man. I miss just like living like absolute shit in New York.
Totally. I do love that about New York.
Oh, I love it. I really do.
That is the place to be if shit's going good for you, because it does keep you humble.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've been in Baltimore, and you know, I got a place in Baltimore that's very attainable, and the comfort is insane. I have like central air. Yeah. There's a backyard.
Yeah. Why would you do anything?
And then I come here to New York, and I'm like, ah, New York, my favorite town. Smells like fucking shit. Yeah. The AC, the windows are all closed. Eldest has left fucking hard-boiled egg trash in my sink. He's been just been smelling like eggs for fucking 3 days in 97 degree, no window open.
No, this is good egg. This is good egg weather, buddy.
It's not. Yeah, it is not stagnant egg weather in here with no airflow. And I'm like,
egg, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, this is good. This is keeping me low.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So it's so true. Last night I got in and I was like, I'm back, bitch. Yeah. We're doing it. My favorite city on the planet. And I had all my luggage and it just dumped on my ass. It fucked up my laptop. It rained hard. I was like, I lived almost my entire 8 years here without buying an umbrella. And
wow.
I was like, oh, I'm back to that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I bought an umbrella. I was like, oh, wow, I finally leveled
changed,
up, dude.
Bro.
I spent $6 on an umbrella.
You're an umbrella guy now. I know. I love that math when you're broke. And you're like, nah, I can't afford a $6 umbrella. No, I will have 8 PBRs at the creek in the cave because they are $2.
Yeah. Dude, that you ain't. Are you a New York comic if you don't know about the $2 PBRs
at the now closed creek in the cave?
They're pissed off every fucking week.
Yep.
I would just be like, oh, why am I so mad? I was drunk off of $2 PBRs and the shittiest margaritas of all time.
Yeah, you're having the worst Mexican food anyone's ever made.
Like recipes the Mexicans would spit on for
so
sure.
So bad, dude. So bad. May it rest in peace.
Oh, man, I
had some good times there. When did you move? How long has it been since you've been in
LA?
Dude,
it's been like a year and a half. It's fucking wild. I haven't been here in like almost a year.
Damn, dude.
It feels nuts, man.
You liking it, dude?
It's fine.
Mr. Hollywood?
I miss it here, dude. I am Mr. Hollywood. I don't know if you've read the trades, man.
Yeah.
I've actually made a lot of big fucking moves, dude. I just bought a 2017 Ford Fusion,
bitch. Nice, dude. That's
Mr.
Awesome.
Hollywood.
That's fucking
sick. It's got a bunch of hail damage on it.
Yeah.
So it was a deal.
Nice, dude. We're the that's interesting to get a hail damaged car in California. Good for you, dude.
Shipped it all the way from Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, nice. You went
it's
back home
like
to get
me,
a car, dude.
That's right.
You're like, my cars have to be irreparably damaged in Indiana. They have to suffer.
Just like me in Indiana, bitch. Let my stepdad beat it around a little bit before I can drive it.
Make my stepdad drink inside of it instead of picking me up at school and then coming 4 hours late.
Dude, this is, I don't know if I told you this. My stepdad did, because my mom made him try to teach me how to drive, and he only took me out a couple times, and he was drinking while I was driving. And I would be like driving. I was scared, you know. I'm like 15. I've never driven. I'm going like 10 under, and he goes, "You got to speed it up. You got to go 5 over. You look suspicious."
That's your learner's permit lesson.
He taught me how to drink and drive. Man. That's pretty awesome. Cool.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool because like it feels like you drink a lot now.
Yeah.
So that's.
Sure,
I wonder
man.
Where that came from.
Who knows, man? What sort of background would make a guy drink every day? Drink gin like it's water. What kind of shit does that?
Yeah, I mean, it is funny. Your life is hysterical. I mean, it is crazy to just just meet you, and it's like, this is a good, and you know, you're a good comic. You're like, your jokes are smart, and I'm like, and you're pretty, you were never like, you would get fucked up, but we met when we were young, so you don't really calculate. We were all getting incredibly fucked up.
Yeah.
So you could still be like a guy, and I'm like, that's an upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
And like,
but be drinking constantly.
But be drinking constantly because I
almost bought beers to bring here.
You should have. That would have been awesome.
I couldn't do it because I got too drunk last night and I got shows tonight.
But if you weren't booked, believe you
baby,
me.
I'd be getting into it. Last time I was in town, I did one of my Jordan Jensen podcast appearances.
Whoa,
I got one.
Three.
I'd probably do five by now.
Your bitch wanted to make you go to hell. LA. Probably not even what happened. It's probably
is what happened.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't some big opportunity, I'll tell you that. There's a big opportunity to live on the far east side of LA.
You'll see
the beach less than when you lived in New York.
I know, it's so fucked up. You talk to your friends who like are in LA and you visit them and it's like, it's 2 hours from the airport somehow in traffic and further from the beach.
Yep, it's so far. Yeah. You might as well live not in the state.
You live in a city near LA.
Yep.
It's like going to Baltimore and doing comedy in DC, which is what I did. But it's not living in LA.
No, it's brutal. But
anyway, man, we'll sneak in other grievances from your real life throughout the podcast.
We'll do
one every 12 minutes.
Jordan last time was like, she was like, so often I would see you and you'd be like not making any sense. You were that drunk.
And then
go on stage and be normal. It's because it's like a machine that happens when you go on stage. Except when it doesn't click and you're just hammered up there.
That's how you remember it.
Saying a bunch of weird shit.
That's how you and Jordan, also a fucking idiot, remembers it. It's like, oh, Jordan, of course. The arbiter for normal behavior. Just in a weird sexless marriage with Ian. And like, I don't even know what the fuck she's going on with her personal life. Anyway, but no, the point is though, you were drinking, but everybody was drinking. Yeah. But I was like, this guy probably is like, you know, a guy from the Chicago scene. So without knowing much about you, I'm like, this is probably some fucking guy from the Chicago suburbs. Everyone in Chicago gets fucking drunk. Who cares? And then like we became better friends and I'm like, oh my God, he lived a nightmare. His whole, Tom's whole origin story is like, this man should be fucking like, you know.
Definitely dead or a serial killer.
Yeah, like waiting at a Jiffy Lube in a fucking jumper you got from the thrift store to steal someone's car. To pose as like, oh yeah, come on in. We'll change your oil. And then you fucking hit him over the fucking head and like, take the Corolla as long as it'll go before the car, you know, the cops call you.
I definitely have dreams of that life sometimes. I'm like, that was almost it. It was close. But a lot of fucked up shit.
Because you're from Indiana, which that also
right
sucks.
Right off the bat.
Not
right
good.
Off the bat, starting on negative third base.
Very tough to have a good life when you're from Indiana.
Two strikes in.
No disrespect to the Hoosiers, but like.
Yeah, hey, I love it there. I was just there. It's great.
What is the best, Kate? Like, who has a good life from Indiana?
Ooh, you know,
like who are the rich people?
The
from
Pacers,
the Pacers,
the Colts, those guys.
Yeah, Pat McAfee is the answer.
He's killing
it.
He's living the fucking dream. Dude.
That guy
and the Barstool guys who live there, there, are doing pretty good.
Yeah, a satellite Barstool office is the second guy. Tom could not one of the main Barstool guys.
I would give it up. I would give all of it up to be an intern at the satellite
at Barstool Indianapolis.
The guy like filming their like putt-putt like golf shit.
Yeah, but it's like literally that those guys and then like I don't know. Farmers.
There's
I guess.
Farmers. There's some business. I mean, you could be a doctor out there.
Yeah, sorry, I'm being such a fucking.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you, fucking Indiana? I'm from
Baltimore.
The
doctors out there, they prescribe like corn and stuff.
Yeah. Your sugar levels are a little low. If you're not pre-diabetic, they fucking.
You have zero diabetes. We're really worried about you.
Have you been drinking 2 liters of Pepsi every day? Prescribed 2 liters.
I did have Coca-Cola in my bottle. Yeah, dude. And even now, I'll go back and there's a new baby in the family, and my mom will be like, "Well, every once in a while, you give them a little cola. What are we doing? They see you drink it all the time."
Yeah,
my mom literally said to me this last time because there was a bottle of water that was sitting on the table, and I was like, "Oh, is that mine?" And she goes, "It's definitely yours. None of us fucking drink water." Like, you're the only one here drinking. Why? How have you not noticed that?
That's fucking. Hey, is that my Bernie Sanders T-shirt?
I gotta wear that to a funeral.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Yeah, from Indiana. Also, another hilarious thing that is forgotten. When we met, like, your name was Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so funny.
So fucking brutal.
Your name
man.
Was Tom Brady. And this is like the height of Tom Brady being
be
the most famous athlete in the world.
Winning Super Bowl
in the middle
after
of
Super
winning
Bowl.
6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And you must have been like, all right, I'll wait it out. He's a fucking athlete.
I thought
athlete.
It was going to end at some point.
Give him a couple years.
He comes to the league and it kind of wasn't that big of a fucking deal at first.
At first, it must have been kind of fun. Oh,
it was fun.
A 6th round pick has my name. Isn't that cute?
It was like a fun thing at school. Yeah. I got a little attention from people like, oh shit, it's like the guy. I was like, hell yeah, maybe this will get my dick sucked.
Yeah.
And it did not.
No. Being named Tom Brady.
I'm 14. Get me that dick sucked being named Tom Brady. But then it just so quickly got annoying, man.
Yeah.
I got a text yesterday from somebody being like, what if you did a joke about that you tried to go by your middle name, but that was Wayne Brady? And I was like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not going to tell them my name is Tom Brady now. It's been fucking 7 years. I'd have to go back.
Yeah, explain that you were named Tom
Brady.
You got
to understand. My name was Tom Brady.
But that's so fucking funny to be waiting it out and be like, all right, this athlete can't be successful much longer.
He certainly won't be the greatest athlete possibly
of all time.
The most winning
football player of all time. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. And then you were just like, I'm fucking Tom Takkar now.
Yeah, baby. Took my father's last name.
That's
which
another
is also
hilarious
weird.
Thing because your dad's a piece of shit.
He's
dead piece of shit.
He's dead though. Once he died, he can't be proud or anything.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like,
you can't bring
that's
any...
the only reason I did it. I was like, he's dead. No one's going to care. But I was like, that would have been my last name if I didn't have a piece of shit dad.
Right.
So I was like living in an alt universe. I should have not done Takkar though. It sucks. I fucking regret it all the time, man. I'm going to kill myself,
You've had two names you've hated.
Like, I had the whole fucking book of names that I could have picked from, and I picked one with a fucking weird H.
Yeah.
Nobody knows
how
to spell or find me. I'm such a fucking
I just learned
idiot,
it wasn't
dude.
Thakar. Literally, dude. I was like, I bet
great.
It doesn't feel
that's
right.
That's great. Yeah.
That's so
cool.
How old were you? How old were you when you were like, time to change?
I changed it because I was opening for Birbiglia, and all week he was like, you need to change your fucking name, you idiot. He also told me later, he was like, I begged them not to have you on my weekend because he didn't know me or anything and he wanted to bring somebody. And he stole my headlining weekend at the Comedy Attic. And so they were like, can you please let this guy open? He's supposed to be here, whatever. And he's like, I really don't want that. And then he liked me. Like, it was nice.
Yeah.
But he, all weekend, was like, you got to change your fucking name, man. It's so stupid that you would keep this. And he was like, you might be on TV soon. And then it's like, too late,
maybe.
Right. And so I spent, like, the whole next week thinking about it. And then
you should be like, I'm Tom Birbiglia.
Yeah, of all the fucking people that tell somebody to change their name, what kind of fucking name is Mike Birbiglia? What an asshole. We love you, Mikey boy.
It is funny,
that's
though.
So
it's
funny.
It's like being named Michael Jordan in 96.
Yeah.
Like,
it really is. Yeah. It fully is. I wonder, because that is a common name. Tom Brady is, too. My mom's ex-husband's name was Tom Brady, and that's part of why that was my name. But yeah, wait, pretty brutal.
Oh, really? Ex-husband?
Yeah.
That's how, I guess, yeah.
His last name was Brady, and...
And is that that stepdad that drove you around?
No. I never met that guy. He was a gambling...
Wait, hold on. So your current name is your deadbeat father's name who didn't raise you, and your previous name was a deadbeat stepfather that left when you were 2 years old?
I never met... He was not in my life, to be fair, that guy.
Both your names are honoring two fathers that wanted nothing to do with you.
You know, when you put it that way. My life is bullshit, man. My whole legacy is shambles.
I thought it was at least the stepfather you hated but was in your life.
No, they made it very clear that I was not allowed to have their last name.
Because you were half Indian?
Because I was half Indian, yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yep. Dude, my brother told me the other day, he goes, the first time I heard the N-word was my stepdad's mom calling me that.
Oh my God. They're just so racist. And
dude,
stupid.
And so many people will be like, dude, you're white. And I'm like, tell that to my fucking family. Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. Yeah, N-word.
It's also to be that stupid and racist where you're like, I can't come up with another one. Not even throw a little adjective on top, I mean, a little modified.
The old sand. I don't know, spring a little sand on top.
But it took him a while. Yeah. I bet you it took him like a few years where like, you know, this doesn't quite work. Let's see what we can do to make him feel okay. Damn, what the fuck, dude? That's so fucking...
Yeah, they hit the old beach with the...
They went snorkeling. They went snorkeling with the N-word. Came up with something nice.
That is a great point, though. That it was two men that had nothing to do with my fucking life. And they were my whole name. Crazy.
Yeah, dude, you gotta just change. You need a third name change,
dude.
What do we got? If you could pick anything,
I might take my wife's last name.
That would be
not bad.
That actually,
I shouldn't say that on here.
Yeah, don't say what it is. But you should.
I should though.
Because like I think about it sometimes. How stupid name? Like, why does it have to be the guy's name? It should be like, who's better? You know what I mean? Every couple should have like. The first 10 years or whatever, some period, couple years, there should be a competition. And like, who do we think deserves?
That's a good idea.
Whose name deserves to continue?
Yeah,
right?
It could be like a family thing. It could be
family
both
thing.
Families,
yeah.
Decathlon of some kind. That's a good idea.
Before
man.
Every wedding, family should compete to see who
this is a really good
wedding.
Idea.
Yeah, who gets the name.
Yeah.
And for sure, your wife would
have
won.
It would be pretty, I mean, there's
because
nobody,
she knows
there's no
both
other
her
representatives
parents.
With my last name in my family. It would really just be me out there on my own.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's tough. Fuck, what was I about to say? It was related to... It doesn't matter. No, that's a good... I already said if we have kids, they get her last name. Because I'm like,
awesome.
It would make zero
that
fucking
would
sense.
Would be crazy.
They can't be like, no, it's got to be this name that means nothing to me.
Nothing positive anyway.
No.
That's crazy. We'll move on, but that is insane that every day you just kind of have a name of a guy you don't fuck
it
with
is
that much.
True. You know what was fucking crazy? Real fast. When I did Conan, because I was like, I had pretty much recently changed it.
Yeah.
I did Conan, and I was like, man, I hope they don't, you know, fuck up the name, whatever. And at the beginning of the show, I'm sitting in the green room, and you see the beginning of the show. And he goes, tonight on the show, we have comedian Takar. And I was like, oh, no.
Takar.
I gotta be a fucking magician now or something.
Comedian Takar.
Because I didn't think about, oh, they can re-record it or whatever, which they did.
Right.
But it's just... I was like, I have to become comedian Takar.
Now I'm comedian Takar. It's my special.
Comedian Takar would be fucking brutal, man. So brutal.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like you don't think about. I mean, you know, Indiana. I didn't think they were very, especially that, you know, the part of it, so accepting. But in general, you don't really get. There's a whole Asian thing with. White and Asian. You don't really get many Windians.
No. It doesn't happen a lot.
They don't fuck with it.
I've been meeting more lately.
Yeah.
They'll come out of the woodwork. But the famous thing, like, that I had a bit about it, but, like, people would tell me, like, oh, that doesn't happen a lot because Indian men are ashamed to have mixed race children.
Just an awesome thing to tell someone
so
to their
cool,
face.
Man. It's so yeah. fucking cool,
it's
dude.
Like, oh, no, it's oh, like, sick. Oh, I'm sure you're sad about it, but, like, we actually think it's bad to, like, intermingle with other races.
Your existence is actually an abomination to the things that we value, so... But have a good night, man.
Yeah. God, that's yeah. I guess that's true because I feel like Asians are out here.
Oh,
they know
yeah.
what they're doing. They're trying
know.
To get
they're
in.
Showing their feet.
They're trying to get in. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get in from within.
Well,
they you know
they get it. No. They,
but,
they know what's
but,
up.
But Indians are like, nah, man. We're not. Where it's no, a competition.
We're already superior. I will say, like, Indian people who come to shows are always so fucking... They want you to be Indian, though.
Yeah.
Because they're
yeah.
never like... They're like, oh, you're not Indian enough. They're like, I will take you to India tomorrow.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go to the land.
Totally.
Let's
totally.
Go to the motherland.
I get that. I mean, Greek people show up to shows now. They mm-hmm. start showing up.
Oh, nice.
And, like, I had a bit.
Does the venue complain about the smell or anything? Yeah, yeah.
They're like, someone's selling unlicensed street meat outside. Like, we've been shut down by the health
it's
department.
It's really good, but
it's
I'm
delicious,
worried.
But yeah, we're really scared. Someone's brought their own underage employees outside.
There's tzatziki all over the fucking yeah. chairs, man.
Interesting thing to go with smell, given your heritage, Mr. Thakar. I'm not going to remark one way or another. All I said was it was interesting.
Oh,
you
like-
can't get me on it, folks. I didn't say why it was interesting. You have to figure that out yourselves.
You don't like the jamming together of 50 different spices and sweat?
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But they fucked it, but like, and you know, I had a bit on the last special that was about how Greek people are basically Arab, right?
Yeah.
That, but that's the only bit that's in any kind of Greek. But my name is so Greek that they just see the name and they're like,
yep.
You know, and so, but they really want stuff about being Greek.
Yeah.
They really want, like.
I struggle with that, too, because I'll have some people come out just because of the name. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we called the club, and we saw your name, and we came, and I don't talk about Indian shit
at all.
I don't know any Indian people. I mean, I don't know any Indian family of mine.
Nobody so like, fucked with you, right? It was like your dad was gone, basically?
Yeah.
And his
family, nobody ever, like, reached out or anything. I only found out a bunch of shit after he died. And then I've met some people at shows who were like, Thakar is actually a pretty... It's not like, it's a pretty unique last name for how, you know, how big India is. And they were like, we know, we could take you to where that family is.
Whoa.
Like, they know that village or whatever. And I was like, I don't really have that much of an interest. But
that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know. I might go at some point.
It's kind of interesting. Even if, because like, yeah, I don't know. There is just something just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of do want to go. I want to see if they look like me. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
See a bunch of some, weird, like, goofy certain, looking, chinless pieces of shit.
And literally your dad just was gone immediately.
Well, he...
I'm sure you've told the story a bunch of times. So.
No, not that. I don't go that deep into it, but I don't know a lot of the story. Some of it's just my mom. My mom claims at one point he may have tried to kidnap me. I think she just tells me that to make me feel better.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like, no, he cared for a second.
No, he did try to steal you.
Yeah,
at
he
one
went
point.
From care, loving you so much he was going to commit
think,
a crime
I
to
the story
never
that,
calling and asking a question.
Dodging child support for decades. The story she told me, she was at the fair and an Indian couple was looking at me weird. And I think it was that she was like, that was like relatives of him.
She
and
said
they were gonna
he
kidnap.
Sent a couple Mumbai operatives over to snatch you up, put you
Mumbai
in a fucking
operative. I love that. Mumbai operative. That's great.
That's pretty good, right?
That might be the next special
Mumbai,
name.
The Mumbai, Mumbai operatives. Lean in,
about
dude.
That couple.
What if you start just going, you're like, fuck it, I'm going full.
I
you're
think
doing
if it
a
doesn't
voice.
Pop off in the next like 5 years, if nothing happens, you're going to see me doing the voice. Yeah. Hello. It is good to be here.
Yeah, because it's so interesting. Because it's like, for all intents and purposes, you have zero connection.
Yeah, no.
Like what?
I mean, other than people I've met, like that aren't family, just like regular. I mean, regular, just regular Indian people.
Yeah, yeah.
Just good, fine Indian people.
Yeah. And you're the only one from your mom and your dad because you grew up.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm the only one from that. I mean, they weren't even like. They weren't married. They were dating, and then she had me. So
what the fuck was this guy doing in Indiana?
He was a doctor.
Whoa.
Lost his license. Went to jail.
Lost his license.
Had some inappropriate relationships with some patients.
Oh no, dude.
Yeah,
man, that is tough.
That is
hitting a lot of stereotypes. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
Everybody calm down. Everybody relax. We're just pointing some stuff out. We don't say we believe them. We're just saying.
Yes. There were allegations.
Damn,
and sure,
dude.
Innocent people go to jail all the time, man. He's Andy Dufresne, baby.
A disgraced, horny Indian doctor is your father, dude. Oh, man, that's fucking wild.
Yep.
And then you just fuck. Yeah. But you have siblings, though, right?
Yeah, I got a bunch of. Everybody's halves. Okay, they're all halves. They're all, like, from my mom. And then, but it was, like, because there's, like, three different dads amongst all of us, we kind of all. It's the same as if we were regular siblings.
Because we
all grew up together. And, but it is weird because, like, my stepdad, who I lived with, fucking hated all of us.
Wait, like, none of them were his kids?
He had two. He hated one of them kids. As well.
One? Why? Yeah. What'd they do?
He's just nothing. Yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did that child do to deserve it?
I remember, man. And I feel bad because I laughed my ass off. He was so fucking mean to my brother.
Yeah.
We were having dinner. I cooked for everybody because he didn't know how to do fucking anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like eight. And I made us all food. Because my mom would work at night.
Oh, wow.
And so I would be home with him.
And he didn't have a job or what?
Yeah, he would work during the day. Okay, and he worked at an oil change place.
Oh,
and,
wow. Look
at
that.
Really good job. Really successful
the thing
guy.
We were pretending you might have. The thing you should have been doing. Wow, who knew? Just at an oil change place. Entry level as like a 40-year-old.
Yep, that's the
that's
who,
a mark of a fucking.
That's his life, man.
Yeah, he's still there.
He was
still.
He moved on, and now he drives. I think he drives a van.
Okay,
then
trying to work his way up to truck.
He cannot drive a truck, dude. He cannot drive a fucking truck. I don't think he should be driving the van.
For what purpose is he driving a van?
He drives like auto parts from store to store or something, I think. I actually don't really fucking know.
Yeah.
Whenever he talks, it's really hard to listen to him. Man. Because he thinks you're interested in his shit. He'll be like, oh man, I was listening to the local rock station the other day, and they gave me a shout out. And, I was like, what? He calls into this. I looked at his Facebook the other day. It's just him sharing this radio station shit all the time. Because he used to be a DJ on the local country. I think he still has dreams of being a part of the rock station. So it's just him commenting.
He's like,
the lineup was really good tonight, man. Like,
yeah.
Love the tunes tonight, dude.
Yeah. They just read his comment. So the DJ reads his comment.
I think the DJ like read it. So he feels like. So then when he talks to him, he doesn't know how to socialize at all.
Right.
So when he talks to people, he just tells them about the radio station. It's so fucking
his
gay,
Facebook
dude.
Is just shared posts from like classic 103.3.
Yep. The hits
That's
were rocking
awesome.
Tonight, man.
I remember when this him just commenting on everything. I remember when Bon Jovi came out.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Nothing
interesting.
He doesn't get any likes.
Yeah.
He is putting shit out into the void. And what he'll do, I think
In
he gets
support.
Drunk. I think he gets drunk and like he's done this to me a couple times where I see that I have a message from him and then the next day it's gone. Oh. I think he's typing out a bunch of shit and then he just deletes it.
You got
a
screenshot quick, dude.
I'm scared to read it because I don't know what the fuck. I think he gets drunk and then he's like regrets being such a piece of shit all the time. But also he's still a piece of shit. So yeah, who knows?
Well, he's not going to change.
No, why would you at this point? Yeah, it's too late, man. Yeah. Just cash it in.
Just keep going.
Just put all your chips down on a piece of shit.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, this must be an old man. But it's also like he probably was 20 when he married
That's
your
the
mom.
Crazy thing.
He's
I
probably
did
like
the math.
42.
Yeah, he's he was 21. Wow. When I was 2 and I'm 36 now, so he's in his 50s. I got 58
not
or something.
Not that old.
Yeah, he's not even that old. It
he's
sucks.
Not that
man.
Old. He could turn around, but he will not.
Nah, he's not gonna do that. Why do it? You know.
No, I know. I mean, my parents are in their 70s, and that's something where you're like, all right, this is who they are.
Yeah, you just gotta accept.
They're
it.
Working a
that
little
must
bit.
Must be nice, man, to just get there and you're like, this is who I am. Put up with it, bitch.
Oh, I feel like we're there, brother.
Yeah, I kind of.
It's
am
like
there.
It's like
I still have dreams of changing a little bit. I still like. I think about if I'm like. I think if I have a kid, I will change a little bit.
Yeah.
At least
I'll
at come
the
back to the booze. At least, yeah.
You could. That actually is. There's one glaring thing you could change, buddy.
What could it be?
There's actually one real big change.
Nah, I'll have to look into that because I don't know. I can't see a thing. God, I saw that bodega cat out there. I almost chucked
it. Yeah, yeah, dude. There's plenty of good stuff. Plenty of good stuff.
But one time we were having dinner and my stepdad takes a rag to my brother's face and he goes, I can't get the ugly off. I was
nowhere?
Like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard,
not
but also it's
bit.
So mean.
Yeah.
He was like, he had shit on his face from dinner or whatever, but he goes, I can't get the ugly off. Who says that
just
to their boy?
Roasting his boy?
To his boy.
Did he look
so
like him
sensitive.
Or no?
No, he had red hair. I think that's why he was an asshole to him. He had red hair.
We're talking like the mind of an 1800s fucking peasant. A redhead and a half Indian you can't accept. That's like colonialist beliefs. That's like
put him down. Put him down and let's get a good boy in here. We only have enough resources for one good boy.
Yeah, dude, back then he would have had all the ham hocks. You guys would have been you guys had broth from the bones that he ate. That would have been your dinner. Dude, that's fucking insane.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you did grow up in Bloomington, which I would assume is like, that's college town.
Yeah, but I didn't know that Bloomington was like a college town until I was 18. Because, I mean, because we lived way away from there. We
you
lived
were in the
like,
burbs, kind
yeah, of? Not even, we lived in the country. Like, okay, we lived across from like farmers and shit, but we didn't have, we had, I think 2 acres or whatever, and like a nice little backyard. But in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You weren't in Bloomington.
No, I mean, it was technically, I think the town's technically called Stanford.
Okay.
But it's like, if you drive 2 minutes, you're in Bloomington. But it's like, the only way I could ever remember it is like, geographically, it's like, it was 10 minutes past the Walmart. Because that was like the first thing. The first thing you would see after driving 10 minutes was the Walmart.
And so you went to school like further from Bloomington?
I went in Bloomington, because there was only 2 schools. I was still technically in that school zone, right on the edge of going to this hillbilly-ass. I mean, then again, I'm like, was it that bad? I remember my stepdad would be like, they got dirt floors over there.
And it probably wasn't that bad, but it probably was horrible.
It was bad, though. I mean, the people from there are pretty rough, and the KKK was pretty prevalent. that was pretty cool.
They probably would have been chill with you.
No, that's what
judging from your family that wasn't in the KKK, judging from how they treated you.
Oh yeah, they would have been feasting them all. There's certain whites they didn't like because they had to be picky. They're like, we gotta hate somebody out here. There's not enough black people.
I know. I remember seeing like an old in like history class, seeing like anti-Catholic KKK propaganda, which is pretty
you're,
funny.
Like, really reaching, man.
Yeah, it's like,
so
come
funny.
On, guys.
Like,
it was like anti-Italian, like Greeks, Poles, Catholics. It was pretty
so
funny.
Good. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. It's good
man,
stuff.
That must be so cool to fucking hate people that much, I man, know. To join the thing. I tried to do a bit about this at one point, but it's like there has to be at least a couple dudes in there that just like don't, they're not good socially. Yeah. So they're like, well, these guys go fishing together.
Yeah, like, yeah. Community. 100%.
There has to be. They're like, I don't really get down with all the hate shit, but it's part of it. Yeah,
I don't love them. Yeah. But I think fucking up their houses a little much.
Sucks. I only like do a little bit of that shit just to fit
I'm
in.
I'm way more about the barbecues.
Yeah, I run the grill, and they let me do it, and I really enjoy that. It's hard to make new friends in your 30s, man.
I used to play softball. I fucking tore my shoulder. Can't throw a ball anymore. This is pretty much it. This is my only option.
Yeah, there's got to be a couple of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also like, imagine believing in something so much that you like actively try and do harm to people.
Yeah.
Like, I am jealous of belief that way.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like,
man,
you can't get me to believe in like God as a concept.
Yeah.
Like, I sit with it, I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, it's
there's
so
no way the church is
vague
right.
And fucking tough to wrap your mind around. Yes. And they're just like, I am certain of everything I've ever believed.
I am so certain there's not no doubt. I'm so certain I'm going to hurt innocent black children. Yeah. I think that would be a good thing to
do. I think that's right.
Yeah, I think that's so right.
Our Lord will be proud of me for doing, for causing harm to black children.
When I sit at night with my thoughts, the things I am ashamed of are like not doing my laundry fast enough, getting short with my son. It's not firebombing a school. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. India, hilarious little fucking. Were the kids hillbillyish though in your school or no?
There was a mix. There was some hillbillies. There were some people that because we went. It was a pretty big high school, like 2,000 kids or something like that. So there was a mix. There was some like. There was a race war.
Because
there was like a section of fucking real hillbillies.
Yeah.
There was a big problem where these kids were wearing. Confederate flag belts and shirts to school, which is so
Indiana.
Funny. Indiana is the fucking North, dog. Yeah. It's the fucking North. And they would wear the shit, and it was a big fucking problem in the town.
Yeah.
And this kid, Carl, I won't say his last name just in case, but this kid, Carl, I'll never forget. They quoted him in the newspaper.
Awesome.
Being like, it's our heritage, not hate. It's like, it's not your heritage.
You're from Indiana.
Your whole family is from fucking Indiana,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
So funny.
God damn.
But they had like, it was a big fucking fight in the like yard of our school.
Wow.
But then most kids, like I'll see people now when I go back that I'm like, oh, they're still pretty normal. Like they don't.
Yeah.
But it's weird because some people just have accents. Like, my brother has an accent now. We grew up in the same house. And I'll come back and he'll be like, golly. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Where did you get that, man?
That's crazy, dude.
It's,
that's fucking
nuts.
Insane.
Because they're definitely all just choosing that.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird to wake up one day and be like, well, hell. I guess
did your stepdad talk like that?
No, he doesn't really have like a real accent. No, he's just like, oh.
Yeah,
he's just like a dumbass. It's really hard. He really is like, he's like Homer Simpson a little bit without friends. Like he doesn't have a bar to go to.
Yeah. He just drinks in his driveway.
He just drinks in his basement and listens to music.
Just
and
no,
like,
literally no friends.
No,
he was never like a boy around.
He had a friend and he tried to fuck the friend's wife.
While he was married to your mom.
And then the friend tried to fuck my mom. And my mom was like, get the fuck out of our house. What are you talking about? He pulls some like, let's get back at Brad. And she's like, what?
Look, he's hurt both of us. The only way to solve this is by you giving me pussy. That'll show your
insane,
husband.
Dude. That was one of those memories that popped into my head a few days ago. I was like, oh my God, what that fucking happened. I was home.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Just tried to have an affair drunk off some schlitz.
Yeah, drinking them wine coolers, man.
Oh, dude, you get the wine coolers going, you get some fucking, rat playing, dude. You're ready to go. God damn, that's fucking hilarious, dude. What was, but the, so then at your little, what, you weren't taking part in the race war?
No,
what
are you, you just I had fat the hooks kid? On it, but
you were a fat child, kid. Weren't you?
Yeah. I'm getting back up there, man. I got to fucking get it. I need, this is why I walked today. I was like, man, I've gained like 30 pounds in LA. It
really? Oh, just from not walking?
Just not walking and drinking. Not the drinking as much, but then driving everywhere. You just fucking, don't look like, I don't know what that even means, dude. Don't be making weird eyes at the fucking camera.
Sorry, this man. Is fucking, there's something wrong with the lens.
Some gym eyes at the fucking the office. don't Dwight me, dude. I was fucked up.
You're Dwighting yourself, brother. Dude, I'm merely a vessel for the Lord.
But no, I was a fat little boy. I loved my mom would let us eat fast food all the fucking time because she worked so much. So we would go to Wendy's and get that 5 for 5 that they used to have, and I would do all junior bacon cheeseburger.
5 junior bacon
dude.
Cheese?
Yeah, dude.
No fry to
I
be
know,
found?
Fuck fries. I might get nuggets instead
to break
of
it up.
Yeah, to break it up. I love those nuggets, but I was a lot of time doing 5 JBCs, man. And it ruled. It was so sick. And I thought I thought that was like part of getting older was you just ate more sandwiches. You just added sandwiches to your shit. And now I eat way less than that. Yeah. But yeah, I was eating 5 like JBCs, 13. Dude. And it was great.
Yeah, I mean, that
yeah,
sounds pretty
it
good.
Was so sick. I think back, because sometimes on the road I'll go to a Wendy's and I'm like, man, I can't imagine eating that and being done with it and feeling like, hell yeah I'm going to still have a day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Crazy. The beauty of youth. That's what we like used our youthful bodies for. Yep. Is surviving our meals. Not like hunting.
Digesting.
Not like what, literally, we have so much like energy because you're supposed to have like a children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're supposed to like raise a child and be up for and like protect your family
and
when you're like
and it's
but
the,
no
yep nope
17 to fucking 25 we use fucking because I was right there with you. I remember joining the football team because we had a soccer team and then our coach gave pornography to a child and they disbanded it, so then we joined the football team.
Why did the coach give
it's
pornography
funny,
to a
he
child?
Wasn't even trying to fuck the kid, he was trying
he was
to
just
be cool.
Nice
he
oh,
wanted
sucks,
he wanted
man.
The kid to think he was cool so, even,
it God, is so cool that he did that too
it is cool God but he picked the wrong he picked a narc he
yeah,
picked like a
picked
guy who
right
if he had
kid,
given
man.
It to me I would have been like
hell yeah.
But here, another side note, he had actually was caught stealing from our church. He used to go to and
what a piece of shit.
It's crazy.
Great,
he didn't
man.
Know. He saw me. Like, I wasn't there the first day, and then he saw me. He's like, but I was like, don't worry, man. Just make sure I start, brother. Just make sure I get plenty of. I literally didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not a snitch, folks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not until 20 years later.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. Now we got to do. Now we got content to make. But anyway, I fucking so we start playing football, and I was actually kind of good at football. And then I was like, well, I'm on the football team now. I have to get fat as shit. And I literally I got a telemarketing job. And it was across the street from a Wendy's. I pulled the same move you did in middle school where I was like, I didn't do 5, which respect to you.
5 was the move, man.
5 is crazy.
Yeah.
But I would do like a meal.
Yeah.
And of course, the junior bacon cheese, you get them like side dishes.
I mean, they were like 8.90 cents or some shit like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was even like mixing it up getting baked potatoes sometimes. That's what I felt like. I was like,
wild,
I got to be healthy today.
That is
I'm
so
gonna have
funny.
A baked potato with my dude. 3 sandwiches from Wendy's.
That's I used to do that. A baked potato I thought was the healthiest fucking thing anybody could eat. And when I was trying to, I would go on these crash diets every once in a while. I would do fad diets.
Yeah,
I was following
too.
My mom.
I was doing Atkins. I was doing the South Beach diet. Like I was doing
I fucking did
Weight Watchers,
yeah,
dude. Oh, that's
all
so
of it.
Funny.
I did Atkins, and I was like, man, I feel like shit, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know why I've eaten all this bacon and cheese.
Mom, more bacon. I'm on a diet. Just having just fat come out of your ass.
Yep.
Not like you know when like bacon grease cools. That's what you're shitting when you're doing Atkins.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
But you do, I would, when I was really trying to crash diet, I would, I'd heat up like 3 baked potatoes and just fucking slather them fuckers in butter.
Oh, yeah.
It was
great. Yeah, sour cream butter. Yep. You're like,
and I was
well,
like, this is a healthy choice.
Yeah.
It's like a salad.
Very nutrient-dense food, potatoes. Very good for you.
What was the other? I used to work at a Kroger, the grocery store in Indiana. It was next to a Taco Bell.
Mm.
And I would buy 2 big bags of chili cheese Fritos and a thing of sour cream, and then I would drive over to Taco Bell and get 7 crunchy tacos. And I would get a big thing of fucking Red Pop, and that would be my fucking Friday night.
That's awesome, man.
It was so sick.
That's awesome.
That's
high-level fat maneuvering, dude.
It was so
to
sick.
To set up, to accentuate the strengths of Taco Bell.
Yeah. Like, with your own grocery store sour cream and shit.
That's incredible,
great,
dude.
Man.
Yep.
God damn it. I want to get so fucking fat again.
It's pretty cool.
It's so cool.
It's cool being incredibly fat and having to be like, Jesus Christ, just let's not get fatter than this. That's really hard.
I heard you say, you said you're like 320. Is that right?
I'm like 307.
I was going to say, you don't look a pound over 306.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man. That means a lot. it's fucking wild getting this fat.
Sorry, I made eyes at the camera.
You fucking. Hey, whatever, man. I'm all right. I'm doing okay. I have no wife to lose with my behavior. I'm destroying myself solo, not jeopardizing the lives of others. Fuck. Goddamn.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We could go all fucking night, but I do feel like we have to get some fucking questions here.
Oh, shit. Because
there's so much more trash.
Cruising, baby.
So much more trash in your life we have to get to. And in your subsequent appearances once you move back.
Yeah, once I move back and I'm on here 1.5 to 2 times a year.
Hey, man, more people cancel last minute. Yeah, you know, maybe up to 4 or 5. What do we got, Eldis?
What up, Stop? What up, Eldis? What up, guest? I got a interesting position I'm in, and I need some advice.
Okay.
So I befriended this guy about 7 years ago in a yoga teacher training course.
Already
and,
tough.
And it was really fun. It was like 6 months long every weekend. A bunch of us got to know each other. Super fun. I hooked up with one of the girls.
That's cool. Hell, that's awesome.
Wild sex. It was super cool.
Yeah.
And made some
respect.
Friends.
Now
anyway,
I think
this guy's
cool.
One of them.
That is cool.
He's
that's
older.
The reason to do it.
He's actually really from India.
Oh, be so fucking careful, dog. Be so fucking
go
careful.
Back. Go back. Tom's got his fucking antenna up. Let's see what we
this
got here.
He's older. He was actually from India and, you know, practiced yoga there. He was just a cool guy. Anyway, so we keep like all teaching throughout the last couple of years. And like I said, it's been like 7 years. Got to know the guy really well. He stayed at my house even, like, he's super fun. We'd get drunk, watch weird old Indian music videos. Anyway, it came out, like, a couple weeks ago that he was trying to, like, molest a couple of the students.
Oh, my dad, dude. Oh, no. My dad reincarnated, dude.
Fuck. We'll send you back to India where they're not so hard on doctors.
They appreciate doctors out there.
They know a man has to blow off some steam after a hard day of diagnosing. All right, so we got a molesting yoga Indian teacher. Eldis, great producing, man.
Did you do this on purpose?
Of course he did.
You dirty
of
motherfucker.
Of course he did.
He searched He's Indian fine. Creeps.
Yeah, yeah. The yeah, he control F'd all our messages for molest. Indian. Go ahead, let's finish. By the way, I love that there's more to this question.
This is crazy.
I love that this guy even has a question.
What is the fucking question? Do I keep hanging out with this guy?
Dude, he has some hilarious Indian YouTube videos, and we get drunk and we fuck chicks. Minor consensual. I don't
his
ask
yoga
about
is so
him.
Good.
Dude, you should see his fucking shit, dude. You see how limber that motherfucker is. All right, let's finish this up here.
Oh, God.
He was trying to, like, molest a couple of the students. Mm-hmm. Well, not trying.
Yeah, he did.
It did get bad, but apparently he asked some girl to stay after and then, like, got her in the studio, and she was, like, younger, obviously, like, you know, in her 20s or something. And he put her hands on her, started rubbing her chest, and then, like, kissed her. You know, and this is, like, this girl's first yoga class.
Oh, she just thinks that's done. What yoga is now.
Hopefully she doesn't have parents from Indiana. she tells her Indiana parents she's going to a yoga class. They're like, you better watch out. It's going to be an Indian trying to touch your tits and give you kisses. That's what you want?
That's what they're doing over there. I saw it.
This is literally
Alex
what
Jones said what, it.
What your step family thinks of Indians. They all do yoga and molest white women. That's what this guy
right.
is.
They were right. My step family was right.
All right. Let's finish this up.
You know, and just totally creeped out on her. Mm-hmm. So she reports it, obviously, you know, as she runs out of the freaking building.
Yep. And he catched her with his really long
this guy's like
doll sim
this guy's
hands.
Like laughing his ass off.
I know. It is really funny when we come back in and he's got like a little mirth he's in his voice.
He's like, you can tell he's smiling as he delivers it. You're like, what the fuck
yeah,
is
he's
this?
He's not thing? Like horrified that his friend molested a girl.
She obviously like ran out of that
I mean,
room.
Duh, but it is do? Pretty funny. He's talking about like, you know, she sat on a whoopee cushion and she ran away because she's embarrassed. Like he's saying it with that
he
kind
molested.
Of fucking...
Fucked up.
All right. She was assaulted, but anyway, let's finish, Eldis.
So, you know, he's fired, and, you know, other girls are kind of like, hey, yeah, he was pretty creepy towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the situation.
Hmm.
How do I call this guy again?
No.
Do I
no.
ever talk to him again? It's really weird because, like
not.
I said, you know, he didn't try to molest me. I didn't.
Oh, he's
oh my
guy.
God!
What the
dude.
Fuck, dude?
This
Who
is
this guy?
Crazy!
What a fucking psycho!
Come on, he never tried to rape me.
He didn't try to suck my dick.
What?
What?
This is insane.
He's the
dude.
Only diversity in my life.
This is literally like, this Indian guy did what your racist family thinks, and this guy is like. Every woman listening is like, that is what men are. That's what every man is like.
Yeah,
hey, look,
so
the guy
true.
Raped, buddy.
Come on, he's really good at yoga.
Yeah, he's cool to me.
He like, I don't have a lot of guys I can play pool with, man.
Do you call him? He's not even like, look, the guy's been blowing me up. How do I get him out of my life? He's like, do I go out of my way to get him back? He's not even like, how do I deal with this guy wanting to stay friends with me?
How do I get him back? He's really freaked out about all the allegations. And he's kind of.
He won't go to Buffalo Wild Wings with me anymore. How do I get him back in public?
I can feel him backing away from me.
Yeah, I feel it. The vice just not texting back as quick.
I'm really worried he's gonna run back to India
and I'll lose him forever. God damn, dude. Is there more to this, Elvis?
What is this?
Weird because, like I said, you know, he didn't try to molest me.
Oh,
I didn't, you know, I never got any of that vibe from him. He was always just really cool.
What do
you know?
T-
I mean, there's a thick accent. Maybe there was like, you know,
yeah, the accent. Yeah, that's it.
But,
oh, that would,
You know, like I said, he stayed at my house while he would teach. You know, he was from out of town and he would drive in to teach for, you know, other teacher trainees and stuff. So, you know, got to know him really well. Really liked the guy, would talk philosophy, would talk yoga.
Philosophy.
Don't know how to handle it as a gentleman. You know what I mean? Like I said, do I just ditch this guy? Do I never talk to him again? Do I reach out to him And if so, I mean, I want to confront him about it, but...
Reach out.
I don't want to be like, so tell me your side.
And
I don't
what
know,
will you confront him about? Yeah. Girl,
God, you know, yeah, tell me your side. Yeah,
anyway. So if you got any advice on
well,
this,
you see, I saw a girl I wanted to fuck, and I was hoping, due to being her teacher, maybe I could just kind of... She'd be too dear in the headlights to do anything. Maybe she would freeze up, and I could maybe make her jack me off. That's my side of the story.
That is my side. It's a good side. It's a good side. A very fair side. You understand.
You get it. Yeah, man. I mean, this is fucking insane of you to even be saying this. The fact that he hasn't reached out. It's like, if he were to reach out to you, you'd be like, hey, man, that was really you're a fucking sex criminal.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my life. That's how I'd handle it, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, I think he should start comedy. I think this Indian dude.
Yeah, this guy should start. He should go on Jordan Peterson and talk about how they're trying to cancel him out of the yoga community for what? Getting a little pussy, being too charming.
I thought we could not have a kiss.
I'm showing a lot of restraint here, folks. I want that on the record.
I can do it. I can do little kiss.
I am showing an immense amount of restraint.
You started to dip a couple times. You're like, I know. Do it.
Yeah. Let's think about when we release this Eldest. Maybe we move this up in the summer when I don't have anything going on. We have the movie coming out later. We have the tour, you know. Anyway, maybe bleep a couple things.
Bleep a lot of stuff. Bleep a lot of stuff. It'll sound so much worse.
Yeah. All right. So anyway. Insane to be thinking about how to get this guy in your life. Think of it as
fucking psycho.
Think of it as being the only silver lining here is that you don't have to be friends with a sex criminal anymore.
No,
that's the silver lining here. Is that so? Yeah.
Who's he going to talk about yoga with now? It's tough, man.
Yeah, you're right.
7 years. I mean, you're just going to throw that all down the drain. They watched Indian music videos together.
I'm sure those are some really good philosophical discussions.
Oh, yeah. Hammered.
But does no really mean no? That was his main one that he kept coming back to.
Sometimes they say that. But their eyes and their poses.
Even more, their chakras.
Their auras.
Their pussy stone is glowing. yeah, man, this is crazy. Next question, Eldest.
That was great. If this is about another Indian rapist, I'm going to fucking walk, dude.
Hey, Stav, Eldest, guest. My question is kind of a two-parter. Firstly, I'm trying to not drink.
Why would you do that?
Like, I get the urge to drink all the time, and I guess addiction isn't what I thought it would be.
Okay.
I thought it would be me not being able to function without drinking alcohol.
Right.
But it's been more, I don't feel like I'm going to have a good time without it. Well, it's very hard to decide to not drink when... My mom just went to jail recently.
Damn.
I live this really far away from her.
I relate to this dude.
This guy's like, I see your childhood, Tom, and I raised you mom in jail.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, dad in jail.
That's true. You're right.
But his is recent. That's tough, man. Yeah. Mom, too. Mom. You don't want your mom going to jail. That's
truly,
really tough.
If you reverse it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, I'm a dead man, dude. Thank God. I got very lucky that my mom is great because, like, every therapist I've had is like, what the fuck?
How
like,
did you even make
how
it?
How are you alive?
And then
they're always like, man, your mom must be really good. But in jail is fucking tough.
A man who has a really fucked up relationship to his mom is that's a tough guy.
Yep.
Like, I feel like dad stuff is pretty common.
Yeah, it makes sense. Ego's flares, all this shit. Also, dads are often... just dumbasses.
Just
like,
dumb
or
sons.
Or they just, like, have their shit, like, they're egotistical. They, like, are a little jealous of their kids sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're just bullheaded. They're like, why don't you fucking do it right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Moms, they gotta be your, like,
you
safe
need
place,
that shit
man.
From a basic, like, like truly biological standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway,
I wonder what she went to jail for. That's tough.
I
know.
I wonder if he'll tell us. Probably not.
No. I live really far away from her, and she tries to call me almost on a daily basis. I think it's every 2 or 3 days when they're able to call, but I'm not able to do it for free anymore. I actually have to pay money. So when it calls, or when she calls, it costs money for me to be able to actually talk to her. And I'm not going to pay that money. Mm-hmm. I've already spent a lot of money trying to help her out. There's a lot more to it, but the gist of it is I drink too much. I want to quit drinking. I'm stressed slash sad because my mom's in jail slash I'm trying to save money, but she wants me to bail her out, and then I have to even pay money to be able to bail her out. All right, thanks, Dolph.
Jesus Christ. What's the
good God
question here? That was really sad, man. I'm sorry, buddy.
I mean, you got Tom pissed off.
So you fucking pissed me off, dude. Yeah.
You got Tom pissed.
Now I'm pissed off.
We were just yucking it up about his sex criminal father who didn't love him at all. And you've actually depressed us even more than that.
poor guy, man.
No, this is tough. Hey,
that's tough,
man. Okay, so there... I think like he's talking about the drinking, but very clearly this will happen from time to time where it's like ostensibly a question is about one thing.
Yeah.
And he just reveals what the actual issue is here. And that's, we only have so much to go off of.
Sure. But we don't know it. Yeah.
But I think it's like what we were wondering about his mom. Like it doesn't seem like this is a one time thing, right? Mm-hmm. Clearly he has this like super long history, and without question, the drinking is connected to the stress of his mom and his childhood and all this stuff. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he's finding it very hard not to drink when his mom is in jail.
Yeah.
It's not about you not thinking you're going to have fun anymore, buddy. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, it's so much deeper than this. And we can tell where he's like, just again from our guesses, from context clues, where it's like, I've already spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
She wants me to bail her out. It's like, this is clearly a deadbeat, right? And it's tough. We talked about it when the call started, but deadbeat mom's very tough.
Tough.
Deadbeat dad is like, you know, there's so much of that going around. It's almost even dads that are around aren't good.
Yeah, a lot of them.
You know what I mean?
Still like, kind of vacant in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Having a shitty dad, it's like, whatever. Most people deal with that.
Ooh.
And so, if we're reading this correctly, and you have a mom who wasn't really there for you, but demands a lot from you, and it's one thing, people have fucked up childhoods, Tom's fucking here, you know what I mean? Like, it happens, you get over it, but it's even tougher when elements from your childhood, whether it's family, whether it's, like, friends, whether it's, you know, whatever, debts, whatever, health problems, shit like that tries to suck you back.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, your childhood's over. Your mom probably fucked up a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But you were the kid, and this is something that a lot of people have to, like, work on. And I know this because I had guilt issues big time where I felt like I needed to help my family out, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but at a certain point, you got to realize you're the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't fail anyone here.
Right.
You didn't ask to be born, right?
Yeah.
It's like you fucking, I'm guessing, you didn't come into a very planned situation, right? That's on your mom and whoever knocked her up that you haven't even mentioned.
It sounds like does not sound like, and it's like, oh, and by the way, my dad rules.
And I don't know what to do right now because my dad's on safari for the next 3 months, and I don't know what to do until he takes me to Europe for the rest of the summer. That doesn't seem like it's in the cards for him, right?
My dad's pilot job really
has him. He's actually in Africa giving a lot of children clean water right now. So yeah, dude, I guess my general advice here is you have to be selfish in a way. You have to worry about you.
Yeah, dude, drinking, put your own mask on first, dude.
100%. And like, look, I clearly your relationship, I don't know enough, whatever. You should probably talk to a therapist. We've clearly gotten into, so you need to talk this feeling in this situation out more with an actual professional.
Yeah. There's Medicaid therapists too.
I was on Medicaid therapy, and honestly, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I liked the cheap therapist I had more than when I got an expensive one.
Me too.
I stopped going. I think it's actually bullshit, but hey, you should get it.
And no. Tom doesn't have any issues in his life.
They kept saying my drinking was...
Yeah, you get these expensive therapists and they waste all the fucking time talking about drinking, and can we talk about the other problems? Like how I could have been on fucking Are You Garbage more?
Are You Garbage Patreon?
I could have been opening for Kippy and Foley right now.
I could at least get a 10-minute feature on We Might Be Drunk. Come on. I could pop in.
I could pop in with DeRosa, but no, I had to move to Los Angeles. To move to Los Why can't Angeles. We talk about that instead of my drinking?
The taste buds might have mentioned, they might have mentioned my YouTube special.
I want to argue about Oreos with South Volcano. Are they better than Nutter Butters? But I can't, because I'm in fucking Highland Park, no you
one
bitch.
Gets, no one gets to hear my opinions on Nutter Butters. Is pizza good? Is it actually suck shit? Who knows?
I want to meet Chris DeStefano's trans uncle. I've never met that guy or girl. I'm not sure. It's unclear.
I could have mingled with Jim Norton's trans wife.
Why can't I get calamari with Nikki Norton? If that's your name, I'm sorry if I got it wrong. Why won't my expensive therapist let me talk about that? Okay,
no,
anyway.
I just got to hang out in my big backyard all fucking day. Oh, I get to love my beautiful wife.
So, all right, just back to our friend here, because you know that was a great riff. I am worried about him. Yeah, dude, you gotta fucking parse these like family mom feelings. Yeah. And my hunch is what Tom said about putting your own mask first. You gotta be in a good place before you can help other people out. And you might even get to a place. This happened with me where, in my 20s, I was just like, I need to be away from my family. Yeah. I need to get away. I can't be around them day to day. And there was even years where I lived in a different part of Baltimore saw them less than I do now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was 20 minutes away and I was like, I want nothing. I just couldn't. Mm-hmm. I needed to be my own. I need to figure my own shit out.
I did a similar thing. Yeah. You gotta take some space for yourself. When you need it. It's tough because you're born into the shit and you're already like, oh, I'm a piece of shit son if I don't do this or
that.
Like you said, you didn't ask for it. And it takes you a while to realize that shit. I had to have a realization of like, oh, wait, a lot of this shit was not my fucking fault.
Right, none of it, really.
Yeah, I was a boy. I was a little kid. But I will say really quick, the drinking thing, if that's what you want to focus on, there is a book. I know I've joked about it, my drinking and stuff, but like jokes.
But, giving yourself gym eyes. Yeah. Looking at the camera for yourself.
but I did slow down a lot when I read this book called The Easy Way to Stop. I think it's called The Easy Way to Quit Drinking from Alan Carr. And you don't drink at all anymore.
I don't.
Right?
No. I'm doing a sober year.
Oh,
I'll be back.
Though. Nice. Yeah. No weed?
That's the tough one for me.
Yeah, I'm shot, man.
That's really the
big.
Tough one for me, yeah.
I will say, like, the way that a lot of comics are with weed, where they can, like, smoke all the time, I try to do that
I can't.
Booze. It fucks me up worse.
I agree.
My hangovers are worse. It's crazy. I can't get out of bed.
No, it fucks me up. It slows me down way more. Yeah.
But it's free online. It's by this dude named Alan Carr. And just reading a little bit of it, I was like, oh, shit, I do want to slow down. It made me, like, check it. It'll make you check your drinking. Even having the realization that you're like, I don't think I'll have fun if I don't do it. It's like, yeah, that's bad. You shouldn't. I get it. I mean, that's how I feel right now.
Right. Tom just told a story about how he read a book that's helped millions of people quit drinking, and he cut back on beers a little bit. He's like, it had some effect.
It made me mostly switch to wine. I read 2 pages, all right? It was a boring-ass book. It makes you want to quit drinking. It sucks.
But yeah, dude, you gotta fucking do this shit. You gotta look out for yourself and talk to somebody who you can actually explain the intricacies of the situation. I can't really tell you from where I'm standing, even though my hunches don't talk to your mom right now. She's got to figure her shit out. Talk to somebody who can actually discuss the intricacies of this with, Medicaid therapist, whatever. But you gotta worry about yourself for a while, buddy. And like, it might come back around. It really did for me. It's like, I didn't fuck with my family. I needed my own space. I felt like I figured my shit out. I got to come back, and now I have a really good relationship with them. Even people that I had issues with in the past were figuring that shit out. And I think it's possible, but you gotta be your own guy. And it's also possible that if they do guilt you too much, or if, you know, your mom isn't trying to meet you halfway or anything, it can be some hard truths of, you have to be prepared for maybe getting, you know, reconciling, but you have to be prepared for setting a boundary. And if she refuses, if she keeps crossing it, cutting her out of your life for at least a while. But, you know, you got to figure that out. You got to actually talk to somebody about it. And, sounds like you at least got a little time where you can avoid her pretty easily. Just saying, no, I will not accept the call.
Unplug that phone, baby. Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about this before with people who called in where, like, they just have, like, historically shitty parents. And, you know, the kids become adults and the parents just end up in, like, some kind of dire straits. And they, like, need the kids' help. And you just have, like, you know, that innate human like compulsion to like help your parents when they're like in trouble, and you feel like guilty if you don't, or feel like you can or something. But I've talked about it before where it's like, you know, at a certain point, especially if your parent shows like no signs of like improving themselves or like trying to fix their own problems, like you can only help them as much up until the point of like, you know, you don't want to sink with the ship.
Yes,
so you're like, I'll lend you an ear. I'll try to find you resources to help or whatever it is. But like, you know, I can't dump my bank account trying to get you out of jail and like,
to stop the VIG on your loan for 3 weeks.
I'm so curious what she did to go to jail too. Yeah. I mean, it can't be like murder. He bailed out for that, right?
No, he's probably
robbed somebody.
Took a shit in a 7-Eleven.
But an extension of that, too, is like, you know, that's also why you shouldn't like resort to drinking from the stress of it. Because that is like going down with
absolutely.
A ship and like dumping like your own positive energy. It's like a different way.
It's not just material. It's also like the psychic toll it takes on you.
So don't like give, you know, that up either. To like try to help your mom, who's probably gonna go, whatever.
Yeah.
Sticking up 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
I bet it was some sort of drunken, disorderly conduct. Yeah, shit.
So maybe drugs. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Yeah,
it could be drugs.
Drugs seems like a pretty good one. Yeah. Call in, let us know what your mom did. We're betting on it.
And if she's one of those mugshot baddies. Yeah.
Did your mom get on mug shouties?
That's right.
They need to start a MILF section of mug shouties. Actually, I bet a nice amount of them have kids.
They probably are.
They're just young.
That's so generous of you to not think that.
You're right. Most of it is. You're right. They just had them at fucking, 17 or whatever.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, LD, what else we got?
All right, stop. So I had a girlfriend for a little over 2 years, and her and my best friend of 10 years started hooking up behind my back at the end of our relationship.
But here's the kicker. Towards the end?
I was cheating on her the whole time.
What a twist. That was awesome. This guy rules.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the thing, though. Here's that fucking whore thought she had me. I didn't even like that guy, and I fucked a bunch of girls. That's awesome.
So here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker, though.
That's the kicker.
Come back.
Here's what's really fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually cheating the whole time.
Piece of shit. That's the quickest, like, Shyamalan movie of all time. He hit us with a twist within the same sentence. Yeah.
The end of the movie just cuts to flashbacks of him fucking. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right, well, this is great. Let's see what else he's got.
Whole time we were together, pretty much. But I would tell my friend about it all the time. Okay. So towards the end, he used that for his advantage.
Oh,
and man. After I found out, I got pissed. So I'm wondering, I want to beat the shit out of him. But I know that his response is that I cheated on her, so it doesn't matter.
That's not true.
So should I just beat the shit out of him, or should I forgive him and be friends with him?
Forgive him?
Or should I just hate both of them equally?
Okay.
And forget about
this guy's a fucking
this is
sick.
Awesome. This guy's so stupid. But it's kind of refreshing,
yeah,
though.
It's so like, good. That is a true, that is a mouthwash after that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's refreshing
that's
for sure.
Really good. There's no hemming and hawing. There's no being like, but my trauma made me do it. No. He's like, I was getting pussy, but he was my friend and it hurt my feelings and I think I deserve to fuck him up. Now, I'll say this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. If you have something, jump in. But I have some thoughts.
Yeah, I was just going to say, anytime the question is, should I beat the shit out of somebody?
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking about
right,
it.
Right,
like,
right.
The wheels are spinning. Right. Maybe I should beat the shit right, out of like, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beating not like an instinctive thing. It's like,
right.
I have a pros and cons yes, sheet yes. over here of do I fuck this guy up?
Yeah, it would feel good. He is gay. That's the pros. That's like...
I'm me so mad. So good.
Okay, so here's really my true thoughts on this is you're a piece of shit. When it comes to the girlfriend, you have no recourse.
Yeah.
You cheated on her constantly.
Yeah.
She deserves to do something like this to you. She sure. does, right? When it comes to the friend, though, that is, I actually am on his side in terms of beating the shit out of this guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, it's kind of the same way where it's like, look, man, you just don't snitch.
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
Up.
It's like, I
yeah.
know theoretically, you know, it's like, it's the legal thing to do, but it's like, snitching yeah. is a, I just don't respect it. There's more about, you know what I mean? It's like, theoretically, he shouldn't beat the shit out of this guy, but this is a major violation. Of yes. like, especially when we're dealing with a fucking idiot like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this is a betrayal on your friend's part. Like,
yeah, I'm it just, is. It
like,
is.
And look, some
and
people,
it's weird because he knew the whole time. It's not like if it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Or wait, the best friend of 10 years. The girl. Yeah, yeah. Oh, two years. The girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it's like if he didn't tell her from the jump, it's like why you waited until you could use it to so as
you
leverage
thought you
to
could
fuck.
Yeah, he started hitting the gym a little bit.
The friend's like using the moral high ground to like ease his guilt of like breaking bro code, basically.
Right,
yeah.
right.
That's the thing. It's like nothing to do with him.
Uh-huh. Nothing to do with
it's
him.
It's like, hey man, maybe you shouldn't cheat on your girlfriend or whatever.
Dude,
but
here's the thing: if the guy was like, he felt bad for this woman, and he was like, look. Mm-hmm. This is weird for me to be here, but you're a nice person. You don't deserve this. I am breaking bro code and getting nothing out of it except being a good guy because I morally am against cheating. Mm-hmm. But I respect the friend so much less. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Again, I don't respect the caller. He's a fucking idiot.
I respect him a little bit.
He's kind of funny.
Pretty funny.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I just don't respect. I do like him. I just don't respect
that
him.
Twist. You're not the kicker. That really got me.
I really like
so
the
ready
guy.
For another really bit sad one.
Yeah, yeah. This one's awesome. Yeah, yeah. This one is really funny. But yes, this is an insane violation. Your friend's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He is in the circles of, in the Dante's circles of hell. He is in a deeper circle of hell.
Yeah. Like, it's
you know,
fucked up.
And so, but to Tom's point, if you had found out about this and you fucked him up, that's
you'd
one
be
thing.
Fully in, yeah, that is a
but
fully
the
different
fact
thing
that you've
than
been stewing for a couple months.
Yeah.
And I remember having these feelings.
Sure.
I remember being like, There was a year in my life where I was like, there's a guy I think I'm going to fuck up if I ever see him.
Yeah.
And there are people like that, right? Like there is, that happens sometimes, but now's when we start giving you actual advice here. It's like, if you're out of the place where you instinctually to fuck him up, violence will not actually help you out here.
No, it's never good.
It won't help the situation.
It might feel good in the moment, but then it's like your hands all fucked up. You might get fucked up.
What if you lose the fight? Then he's cuffed you, betrayed you, and fucked you up.
And what if they knock you out and then fuck on top of your fucking passed out body, dude? Wouldn't that piss you off, man?
But yeah, you're right, Aldis. He is fully... He's this guy just like has the fake moral high ground.
Yeah.
And he's using it to be a fucking scumbag to his friend.
I think you definitely just got to be done with it. I don't think he would forgive the guy.
You know,
I think
he's not your friend. No, clearly not your friend. But you also shouldn't hate the girl. You're a piece of shit to her.
Yeah.
She shouldn't want you in her life. That's how you behave towards her. It's not up to you.
So funny that he said, "Should I just hate both of them equally?" You don't get to fucking hate her.
What did she do to get hated?
Well, she fucked the guy. You know what? Fuck her, actually. Dude. Yeah, no, that sucks.
You're kind of evil. Like, I would say 2 straight years of cheating the whole time. And look, maybe he's fluffing up his credentials.
Yeah. Maybe he's hurt and he's trying to be like, I can hurt her too.
He does seem like the kind of guy who's a straight shooter.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think he's hiding any. I don't think aces up his sleeve.
So if you were cheating with her for 2 straight years with multiple girls, I actually think the math of like fucking a best friend versus 2 years of kind of even.
Yeah,
you're both kind of even. There's nothing.
There you go.
I say move on from
her. Wash hands, shake hands, get out of there. Game respects game. Get the fuck out of there.
Nice draw. But yeah, this guy's not your friend.
God, I want pictures of all the people involved, man.
Yeah, that would be
so hot.
And I wouldn't. Again, I kind of understand wanting to beat the shit out of him, but it's like, let this be a start of the next chapter of your life. Yeah. Where maybe you don't cheat on your girlfriend for 2 years. Maybe you start dating a girl, and you're like, I'm not mature enough to be in a relationship. Instead of taking up a lot of her time while also getting pussy, I'll just break it off like a man, right? Yeah. Let this be the start of your life where you're not violent when you don't need to be, and you're not cheating when you don't have to be either.
Yeah.
Because as much as we like you, you've certainly got some changes to make in your life. Great guy. I love this
Good
guy.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, buddy.
Good stuff. What a piece of shit that guy is. His friend. I mean, I really hate his friend.
Yeah, the friend does suck shit. That's too bad. I mean, he would be friends with the guy who cheats on his girlfriend all the fucking time. So it's like,
Tom.
I guess we got those
Let's
fellas.
Not fucking be, you know.
There's, of course, there certain comedians.
Look, let's just, you know, lest ye judge or whatever the fuck.
Sure,
ye be judged or whatever. We're all fucking religious
around here. You're right.
It's not good, right? But it's like, whatever. Just so I wonder how old they are. Yeah, and how old are they is another thing. Because cheating on a wife or a serious girlfriend, that's different than cheating on a relationship in your like early mid-20s.
Yeah, when you're like, there's no way they're going to end up together.
Right,
whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's like, dude, chill, but whatever.
They definitely, that
the way people tell me to stop eating pizza, that's how you should tell your friends to stop cheating on your girlfriend.
Come on.
This probably isn't good for you, man. I'm like, shut the fuck up and mind your business.
Do your thing, man.
I like doing stuff like this. It's not hurting you.
I'm putting this Italian man's family through college.
You want me to tell the sandwich shop you don't want me to fucking keep ordering from here? You tell them. You tell them these 3 times a week orders are going to stop. Watch him cry. What else we got, Aldis?
Yes, Dov. First time calling in. Was just listening to you on Two Bears talking about struggling with eating ice cream at night.
Yep.
I thought I was the only piece of shit that was pounding out like fucking 2 gallons of ice cream a week.
Respect.
The big revelation was I went into the grocery store and got a full ice cream cake for just to eat.
Yes.
Like it wasn't to celebrate. Yeah. was looking for any tips you have on how to avoid just eating myself into submission every night on
I have literally done this.
The cake.
100%. It's great, we've done it in college.
I love the notes that he says it wasn't to celebrate.
Yeah, we know.
It's like you could make up your own celebration.
Dude, I remember even telling myself, well, I'm getting the little one. Yeah. Not that I'm getting the big sheet one. I'm getting the circle one. That's fucking, that's barely anything.
That's for one serving anyway. Look
at it. I feel like this room could host like a 4-day symposium, like conference on this very topic.
Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, this is truly my biggest addiction. This is truly what I struggle with more than literally anything. Yeah. What I've been doing is I'm on ice cream methadone, which is Halo Top.
I thought I would get roasted as shit if I said Halo Top.
Not in these walls, brother.
I was gonna say I do it with Halo Top because Halo Top, it's like 300 calories for the full fucking pint.
Yeah, and it's not good for you. It's got some weird sugars, alcohol, whatever the fuck
it's
is in there.
Definitely not. It's too expensive. It is. You find it every once in a while. There's a crazy deal.
When you get the deal, you gotta load up.
Like $4 a pint or whatever. Yeah. And I wanted to do a thing, and my wife wouldn't let me. This is how desperate we all are for fucking content. I was like, what if I do like a month of only eating Halo Top? Yeah,
I'm sorry. You wouldn't have food?
No.
It would just be Halo. And then
she talked. I was like, okay, what if I eat one regular thing a day and then the rest of the meals are all
Halo? Like you would have 3 Halo Tops a day?
Yeah, yeah. Probably 4. I mean, they're 300 calories. So 4 of those and then
that's crazy.
Lunch, dinner, then I would just maybe have like a little, like an egg.
A month is
breakfast.
Insane.
Yeah, a month was maybe.
But a week of Halo Top would be funny.
I kind of want to do it
you
still.
You should do a week of Halo Top.
I'm a little worried. I don't want it to fuck up my ability to have children or something.
Right, like,
I don't know what
it
will do.
Right,
nobody's
right.
ever tried it.
Dude, you're a fucking scientist. You're the man
try
on the moon.
I might do that for YouTube. I might do it for the tube,
do it for
man.
The tube, man. Come on. Do it for the tube. Let us know. We'll post about it. We need more scientists
but Halo
like you.
Top, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I agree.
And here's another thing. We do something called Meathead Dessert, which is Greek yogurt and they got delicious protein powders now.
Oh,
right?
That's interesting.
And there's one that I really particularly like. There's a Quest. And this, you know,
yeah,
this,
dude,
I'm trying to help
Quest
this guy out so much that I'm breaking my own rule of no free products.
Yeah.
We like to make everyone pay for a mention
sure.
here.
Quest used to send me shit too, man.
Really?
It was awesome.
Oh, fuck. We
it
never.
Was sick as
oh,
hell.
Maybe they'll send something. But the one I love is the Quest Cinnamon. Like it's like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch one. It has little fucking pebbles in it and shit. It has like little crunchies in it.
It's a powder?
It's a powder.
Ooh, baby.
We have some in there. I'll give you some.
I might take some of that from you, man.
Get some Greek yogurt, mix some of that shit in. Even put a little bit of honey if you need to. Like, here's start with a Greek yogurt thing with protein powder that's kind of decadent. Put a little nut butter in there. You know what I mean? Like, it will still be better than the ice cream, and it is really good. And then eventually you fucking go from 2% to skim to, like, to no honey, just the protein powder, a couple mixed berries. These are all the tricks that I use to get
these
off
are good
it.
Ideas.
And it's like good for you, and that shit keeps you full. But like,
this you're doing at night.
I'll do that at night. Like, okay. I do Meathead Dessert at night. Or Halo Top.
Sure.
I'm trying to get off the Halo Top just because I'm like, I need to break the dependence on ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
I
and
need
it still
to.
Is. I remember Tim Dillon had a bit where he was just like going off. He would have people yell out about like
ice
creams, and he would make fun of them for whatever. And Halo Top was one that he was like, fuck you, that's not ice cream, it's shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really like it.
Yeah.
I love it.
They got some good
so
flavors.
Much, man.
They actually, speaking of, they do have, here's something crazy. I haven't seen it very much. I've only seen it in Baltimore.
Yeah.
They have like, they have one that mimics birthday ice cream cake.
I love that one.
That
dude.
One's 360 calories.
Yeah, I
mean, we're getting in the weeds now.
they're going to inch up to like 700.
Well, there's some that are there are some that are 390. Yeah.
I've never seen a 390. Mm-hmm. I do find myself inching towards the 360.
They're so much better.
They're way better. Yeah.
Yeah, but that
and
one.
360, it's like, that's on, nothing. Come on. Sometimes I only eat half of one. That's 180
calories.
That's
fucking nothing. All right, well, you get it. We got to go before we start spiraling about fucking ice cream. Me and Tom, this is not about this guy's question anymore. We're like, dude, we're not bad guys.
We should get some ice cream, dude.
And yes, sometimes we have a pint and a half sometimes.
I'm going to go drink.
And also the Target cheap one. You ever had the Target? The Target low
they have
calorie
one? No,
one?
I've never had that.
They go up to 390, but
390 is fine. Anything there's under five. S'mores? Yeah. Oh, baby. My God. Let's go. I like that birthday cake one. The birthday cake is so good. It's so good. And then the red velvet's really good, too, man.
Oof. I've never tried
it's
it.
It's got chocolatey chunks in it. It's so fucking good.
Oh, interesting.
That's a 360.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
How long have we been going, Eldis? Because I am thinking about going to the grocery store now.
We're at 128.
Oh, let's do one more.
I love it.
Dad, we could have gone on for 2 hours. Yeah. Play us off with something good, Eldis. Our friend Thomas here has some fucking
sweet
sets
New
to
York
do.
Sets.
How about
do,
a
man.
Cautionary tale?
All right.
Beautiful. I might skip my first.
Hey, Stabby, long time listener. Calling from the, we'll call it New York Metro. Don't really have a question. I actually want to give you a little advice, not trying to take your job or anything, but you've had a lot of talks on there about, you know, dads, shitty dads, piece of shit dads. I know you're trying to work on your relationship with yours a little bit, and I just want to tell you, I had a shitty dad, and a couple years ago, he slipped and fell and broke his fucking neck and ended up being quadriplegic for 2 years in a nursing home.
2 years?
You know, basically a shell of himself, and then he passed away a little over a year ago. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty shitty. Our relationship was getting better, you know, and now there's really no chance of that. So just wanted to tell you, you know, keep at it, man. Try. It sucks. I know sometimes you just want to fucking kill him or wish you didn't know him, but yeah, it's I guess it's never too late to try, man. Good luck.
Yeah, man, I mean, this seems kind of like more your thing than me. Seems like a little projection.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Here's why I take this with a grain of salt. He says their relationship was getting better. What that actually was him feeling sorry for his old crippled dad.
Yeah.
You just feel bad
for
him.
No, I think he said it was getting better before the fall. But no, yeah. I know what you're saying, and it does actually mean more coming from someone who went through it as opposed to... Because there's nothing worse than people being like, who have no idea what they're talking about. Being like, hey, man, he could be gone tomorrow. It's like, not my fucking problem.
Yeah,
you
like,
love
man,
your both your parents.
Yeah, that's like...
You're imagining me being mean to your good parents.
That's what I try to do. I have all these bits about my stepdad and how I wanted him to kill himself. And sometimes people are like, whoa. And I'm like, I'm not talking about your stepdad that you like. Yeah, I'm talking about my piece of shit stepdad. Yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It annoys the fuck
people
out of me when people
really
come
have
from
this
that.
Weird thing where it's like every parent is automatically good or like...
No, not a, some don't like, deserve your fucking time.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean, I think it's because everybody fears being a parent that's not respected by their kid on some level.
Yeah.
So when they see that behavior, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like how pyramids work, where it's like, hey, you're on the child is the shit, has to take the shit flows downhill. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's
like
a child can't shit on a parent, because what if I'm a shitty parent and my kid is mean to me? You know, it's kind of like how every poor person, it's kind of like why everybody in Indiana votes Republican. It's like, well, when I get rich, though, they're going to take my money. And I can't have that, even though I haven't gone to the doctor in fucking 8 years.
No.
And both my limbs fucking tingle. Both my legs tingle when I fucking sit.
I got new COVID. I got kinds of COVID you don't even know about. Yeah, it's that is so true. They're all just like millionaires who don't have any money.
Yeah.
So, but I get it, man. Yeah. I appreciate it, I suppose. I think it's coming from a good place, whatever. But, you know, fuck you also. You don't really know my situation.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I'm sorry about your Tom. Dad. Yeah, fuck you, dude. It also is too late sometimes. My dad's dead.
Yeah, he's being reincarnated as a bug for all his rapes. He's getting squished by
stomp him,
bug.
Dude. I'm going to stomp. He's a possum.
Yeah, he's worked his way up to possum
he's
now.
He's worked his way up to possum. He's getting run over by some Indiana kill. Freak.
He's roadkill for the next 100 years.
I'll he try works. To fucking mend it with his possum. Once he turns into a frog or some shit.
Fuck. Well, that's a fun little way to end. But yeah, you know, we're working on it, man. Don't worry. Sorry to hear. Hey, listen, honestly, no, sorry to hear that about you and your dad. That's tough. But you know, what are you going to do? So.
Yeah, but also fuck you.
Tom, thanks for being here, buddy. Dude, this
was
awesome. Thanks,
this was so fun. Yeah, boys.
Should Pete, anything you want to plug in particular?
Oh yeah, I'm doing go to my YouTube. I'm bulking it up. I'm doing a series now where it's me on the road, just the bullshit that I do each week. So I gamble and drink it. A bunch. And,
I know we really time. There's so much more. We didn't even get into your weird. You were like engaged when you were like 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten into so many trashy parts
There's
of
so
Tom.
Many trashy things to talk about. So.
On his subsequent appearances, folks, we'll get into them. And
yes.
Go check out the YouTube.
Check it
follow
out.
Tom. See him live if he's coming.
Please.
Wherever you are. Hilarious guy. One of my favorite comics. Go check him out. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.